Today's devotional is based on John 4, verses 43 to 54, and it was written by the Reverend Brian Lays. In many of the gospel accounts of Jesus' healings, Jesus heals face to face, taking the hand of a sick girl or telling a paralytic to pick up his mat and walk. But our passage today is different. Jesus assures the royal official, whom he meets in Cana, that his sick son, who is in Capernaum, will live. Although the official wants Jesus to come with him to Capernaum and heal his son in person, Jesus doesn't offer to take the detour. Instead, he offers a word of promise, and the official is left to walk by faith and not by sight, and journey home alone. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started on his way. Upon returning to Capernaum, the official discovers that, sure enough, his son was healed the previous day, right when Jesus proclaimed it would be so. The life of faith is often lived in the interim between promise and fulfillment. When we see God's promises fulfilled, we celebrate and give thanks, as we should. Yet we don't always reflect on how long we waited to see the promise fulfilled. And when we are in the midst of waiting on a promise, we don't always reflect on the times we've seen God fulfill other promises. There's no escaping it. Faith is a waiting game. The good news is that many who have gone before us have started on their way, trusting that God's word would be fulfilled. May we join that great cloud of witnesses this day and continue on our way with the hope that God is faithful still. Let us pray. Faithful God, we give you thanks that your word does not return to you empty. Give us patience and faith to wait upon you, trusting that your promises are sure, even when the best is yet to come. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.